A MOOC in Active Hope, an article from Chris Johnston in the UK. Like many of you reading or hearing this, I've been deeply touched by my experiences of the Work That Reconnects workshops and seen others deeply touched too. But how can we offer this valuable work to people who might never come to workshops or who don't have access to them? Joanna Macy and I held this question in mind when we wrote Active Hope. We've been delighted that one of the newer forms of the work that's evolved is the Active Hope Book Group, where the book becomes a co-facilitator in the team supporting groups journeying round the spiral together. We've taken this a stage further now with the launch of the Active Hope MOOC, MOOC standing for Massive Open Online Course, also known as the Active Hope Foundations Training, a free video-based online course available at activehope.training. That's the website, activehope.training. While the work that reconnects is often thought of as a form of group work, two growth edges we wanted to develop were drawing on the spiral as a personal practice and also using it as a framework guiding one-to-one conversations. The course takes participants on a 7-part journey that follows the structure of the spiral. Each of the parts has a main practice that can be carried out either as a personal reflection or in a structured one-to-one conversation or as a small group process. We've got an infographic showing this. The course involves pre-recorded videos, downloadable handouts, and a discussion forum so people can start whenever they want. And if they did one section each week, it would be a 7-week course. If people want to take longer, they're welcome to move through it at their own pace. As preparation for producing the course, I set up an Active Hope Conversations Lab last year where I tried out various forms of one-to-one spirals. I wanted to develop a conversational practice that people who'd never come across a Work That Reconnects workshop before could engage with easily. The form we've developed is called 7 Sentence Starters in Support of Active Hope. It's the first of the 7 main practices introduced in the course and gives an overview of the spiral. You can see a demonstration where two people go through the spiral in less than half an hour on YouTube. If you search YouTube for Active Hope Training, you'll come across our Active Hope Training YouTube site, and it's listed in the videos there. We've also used an adaptation of this practice successfully with a group of about 200 people on a free webinar. While the video-based trainings won't be everyone's cup of tea, we've had a great initial response to the course, with over 1,000 people taking part so far and hundreds engaged each week. A survey of those starting the course show that more than half are either new to the spiral or unfamiliar with it, while over a quarter are very familiar, including some who are experienced facilitators. One of these, Vincent Brown, wrote, "As someone who's deeply involved in the work that reconnects and Active Hope, it's very inspiring to see how this course is presented. I enrolled in this course out of curiosity to see how it was formatted for the digital world. However, I already see how my own ways of presenting and facilitating these activities and conversations is expanding, not only in depth, but in breadth as well." One of the ways of making the course more effective is for groups of people to do it together, like with Active Hope book groups, but drawing on the videos instead of or as well as the book. There's a magic that can happen when people do the practices in one-to-one conversations, and already we know of some facilitators who are developing group journeys drawing on the video-based course. What seems to work well is taking 2 weeks over each part of the course, with a group gathering either face-to-face or online each fortnight, and then pairing up group participants to try out the sections practice one-to-one in the 2-week gap between group meetings. Barbara Ford and I used this approach when we started running Active Hope book groups together back in 2012. the combination that seems to work particularly well is of the three elements of a group meeting regularly, a series of partnered practice, and a third element, which could be either the book or the video-based course, or both, or something else. We've been able to make this course free of charge, thanks to some initial funding from the Emergence Foundation, and also the generosity of the many visiting contributors I interviewed via Zoom. We're working with a pay-it-forward model, where participants receive the course as a gift, and if they'd like to help it remain free for future participants, they're encouraged to donate to cover future costs. I'm grateful to everyone who's played a role in helping create this course, particularly my friend and colleague Madeline Young, who played a pivotal role. This is from me, Chris Johnston, who co-author with Joanna Macy of Active Hope. I live in the north of Scotland and have been involved in facilitating the work that reconnects for many years. The Active Hope Foundation's training can be joined for free at the website activehope.training.